It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, HPR 1 station statewide, Friday afternoons. Helping Hand tries to put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. Thanks for joining us. This week, we are learning about the 25th anniversary Oahu Heart and Stroke Walk. It is coming up Saturday, August 11th. Check in at 7 a.m. Walk starts at 7:30 a.m. in Kapi'olani Park. 5K or 1 mile walk. It raises both funds and awareness for the American Heart Association. We're lucky to hear about it with a member of their executive leadership team of the Heart Walk. He's also the president and CEO of First Insurance Company of Hawaii. Jeff Shonka is our guest today on Helping Hand to talk about this event. Thank you so much, Jeff, for doing this.
Good to be here.
It's great to have you here. And first, explain for people who may be thinking American Heart Association, this is something that could be important in my loved one's life. What services or assistance are available for folks in need?
Well, I mean, the first thing I want to do is let you know that they're drawing attention to heart disease and stroke, which are Hawaii's number one and number three killers. And then, of course, drawing attention to the various lifestyle changes that you can make to avoid heart disease and stroke.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of information that they can provide, there's information certainly at their website, which is heart.org. And then for the Heart Walk itself, it's oahuheartwalk.org. But generally what you'll find there is suggestions to eat smart, add color, move more, and be well. It's part of their Healthy for Good program, which they've been involved with now for several years.
And then programs for people who have had strokes. If somebody has had a stroke, they offer services that are catered to their needs?
They do that, but they focus as much on prevention as they do on, you know, post-stroke or post-heart disease. The whole key here is that 80% of heart disease and stroke cases are preventable through simple lifestyle changes, and that's really the point of the Heart Walk and much of their activity here in Oahu.
Are there any costs to receive services or assistance from them?
No, there's not. It's free to the public, and it's important to note that we receive no local and state government funding, so all the funds that we use for this purpose comes from fundraisers like the Heart Walk.
And so you guys, this is not the only one across the state. There are several that have already happened so far this year, and this is just the latest one. Is there a fee to register for it?
There is not. It's free to register. We'd love to have you come out and participate. Of course, we'd also love to have you raise some money through pledges. We can also get quite a bit of money that way.
And so people can do it, as he's describing here, as a team, gathering friends, family, coworkers, church, or civic group associates. It can be done in honor of the memory of someone. It could be done by yourself as sort of a spiritual little thing you do. So there's a lot of ways to do it. And then obviously you tell people about it and you can get people to pledge support for you. Explain the many ways that people can, whether doing it alone or in groups, raise funds and how their fundraising part would work.
Well, I can certainly tell you how First Insurance Company did it last year. So we made this a focal point of our consumer orientation or way to give back to the community. And we formed teams within our company and we had a competition. So there were three primary teams and each of them competed for things like days off and casual days. And we raised a little over $50,000 that way. And our company matched it for another $50,000. So more often than not, companies put together teams of people and create a competition. The day of the event becomes a picnic kind of environment where it's a team building environment as well. So that's mainly how that portion of the money is raised. Also, through corporate sponsorship, much of the money comes in. So last year we raised a little over $600,000, and this year we're looking for a little over $700,000.
That's what it would raise. And then what are the costs of running the organization per year?
Boy, you got me on that one. I'm not really sure. I'm mainly on the fundraising part.
Right. Okay. And are there other fundraising activities they do through the year, or is this the main one?
The Heart Ball is probably the biggest one. So that brings in well over $1 million, and that's typically from corporations. This one is the one that has a greater impact on staff and more of the grassroots kind of activity. You'll get about 5,000 people out there at Kapi'olani Park the day of the event. It's quite a fun day, actually. Quite a fun morning.
And what are other forms of support, like volunteering, not just at the event or in general providing supplies, things that you guys could use aside from people who are able to make a financial contribution?
Certainly, we're looking for organizations to offer maybe bags of healthy snacks, maybe set up booths and on how to engage in wellness activities. We have a lot of HR departments who are interested in wellness programs at their companies. So, I mean, healthy employees are happy employees. They come to work more often. They're more productive. So this is often part of an overall wellness program that many companies have.
Are there other things throughout the year that people can do to support the organization aside from taking advantage of this event?
Yeah, I mean, certainly the Heart Association would be happy to always take funds and donations from people. But what they're really after is trying to impact lifestyle changes. So they'd really love to see the incidence of heart disease and stroke drop here in Oahu and in Hawaii in general. And that happens with, you know, changes to your diet, changes to exercise routines, changes that you can sustain. So this Healthy for Good campaign that I mentioned earlier, I like to refer to it as healthy for permanent. So you hear about, you know, fad diets or trendy exercise routines. You really don't want to engage in those. You want to do something that you can sustain. It's about a sustainable lifestyle change that leads to a healthier heart and a lower instance of heart disease and stroke.
And stroke, I mean, that you hear, is there a typical age that something like that begins to emerge in someone's life, or is that something that can happen at even a younger age?
You know, both of them can happen at a younger age. I mean, you need to watch your blood pressure, you need to watch all kinds of other blood levels and just your cholesterol levels and other. I'm not a biometric expert, but there are certainly tests that you can have done to see whether or not you're prone to either of those two. But the message here is to improve our eating habits and improve exercise routines and do things that are sustainable, and also try to create an environment at home and at work, frankly, that you can have more of that healthy living occur.
All right. No, I get that. No question. For people who have already had a stroke, and they can contact the organization, and there are programs. Are there any programs in particular that you can shine a light on that would be available to them? Just that would be either therapy or living with your condition and living as good as you can.
Of course. I mean, they will certainly be happy to consult with anyone who has had a heart disease or stroke and give them tips as to how they can improve their life going forward. That's part of their mission, certainly.
What made you passionate about this cause?
Well, I mean, it was really a lifestyle change that I went through myself. So like a lot of middle-aged men, over the course of 25 years, you gain a pound or two a year, and you tend to be less active, and you tend to maybe eat more than you should, and someday you wake up and you're 52 years old and you're 60 pounds overweight and your cholesterol is too high and your blood pressure is too high, and you decide that you really can't continue like this. For me, it was the fear of, you know, diabetes. And I have a history of that in my family. So, I mean, what I did was slowly increase my exercise, gradually reduce, you know, food intake, improve the quality of my food, you know, lean meats and vegetables and fewer sweets, and focus on what was sustainable. So it wasn't a crash diet or, again, exercise routines that I wouldn't continue. It was about doing something that I could continue for the rest of my life. It was truly a lifestyle change. So, I mean, in the process, I dropped 70 pounds over about a year, and all of my levels, my blood pressure and cholesterol, A1C, all the things that you track, are all back to normal. And at this point, I feel great. And actually, in December last year, I completed my first marathon.
Good for you, brother. Good for you. Well, here's how people can help out and get involved. OahuHeartWalk.org is a dedicated site for the walk. Heart.org/Hawaii. And you can enter a Hawaii or your zip code if you just go to heart.org, or you can go to heart.org/Hawaii, and it'll direct you to the local version of the page. 808-377-6630. To give them a buzz. You can find the full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests and their contact information at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. Just look for Helping Hand. We've been privileged to hear about the 25th anniversary Oahu Heart and Stroke Walk. It is coming up Saturday, August 11th. Check-in is at 7. Walk starts at 7:30 a.m. Kapi'olani Park. And it raises funds and awareness for the American Heart Association. Jeff Shanka on their executive leadership team of the Heart Walk and has been our guest today to give it a plug here on Helping Hand. Thank you so much for doing it. And on behalf of the folks who can benefit from the services of the American Heart Association, I really appreciate getting the word out there. Thank you.
Thank you.